Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it is going down on today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I hope everybody is rejoicing and glad that you're in it. Glory to God. First of all, we want to thank all the mothers. Glory to God. Happy Mother's Day on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's nothing like giving thanks unto your mom. We know some have gone on to glory, but you know what? You can still lift her up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and give the announcements at this time. Amen. I want to make sure if you didn't tune in on yesterday to Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, you missed a treat. You always miss it when you don't tune in. Don't you like your biscuits hot out the oven? And that's just what she gave you, hot biscuits out of the oven. It's just an awesome, awesome show. It comes on every Saturday, Faith Come By Hearing. It comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, the first Hour of Power, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to make sure you tune in. Go ahead and hit your neighbors up, text them real quick, and tell them this is the day, and we want to give reverence unto the Lord, give reverence where reverence is due, but we can give thanks to everyone that brings the word forth. Glory to God. And then we're going to give you a 30-minute break, and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, she is an author. She has published her book, and she also has a publishing company. If you want to contact her, you can contact her on Facebook, or any of us on the WOW team, we can get you in touch with her. Amen, because she has the skills to help you if you need help. Hallelujah. You want to help, you want to publish your book? She has Jackson Publishing. And you can contact her on Facebook, or you can get in touch with either of us, and we will contact her for you. Amen. Then if you move on just a little bit further, we have on Tuesday night, One Word from the Lord, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. I call them the Empower Impact Team, because when they come on Tuesday, they make a big impact all across the nation. Peoples of every color, race, it does not matter. Glory to God. The word goes forth. And if you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, contact Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. It will be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can inbox them and let them know what the need may be. But if you can't get in touch with them, any of us will help you to get in touch with them. So there's no excuse. We live in a generation now, you know, we got all kinds of gadgets and gadgets and, you know, internets and just all kinds of stuff. Amen. So we can contact them for you. So I encourage you to come on and get in where you fit in and let God be your guide and lead you into a new you. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many, many perks. From Monday all the way down through Sunday, and it starts over again. So I encourage you, it's only $25, so come on and get in. You know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and open up my line now for prayer. If you desire prayer, press the 1, and I will bring you in. You don't have to give me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. This is a live show. And everyone can hear what you're saying, but you know, that's why I don't want you to give your name. Just tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. That's all you have to give me, the information. Glory to God. Amen. Well, no one pressed the 1, so we're going to go on down the road. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to be coming today from Matthew chapter 10, and I'm going to start at the first verse. Amen. But I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Matthew 10, I'm going to start at the first verse. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you for this day, Lord, that you have made. We rejoice and we're glad that we're in it, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that are on the web on today, Lord God, or listening by phone, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whatever the need may be. We know, Lord God, that you can fill it, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. We thank you for Mother's Day, oh Father. Lord, we honor the mothers, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you give them strength in everything that they need, Lord. And those that have gone on, Lord, and they are thinking about their loved ones, oh God, we ask you to give them peace and let them know that they're with you, Lord God. To be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this day, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, how it shall endure forever, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know you don't fall short, but we fall short sometimes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for people all across the nation, those that need healing, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, oh Lord God, we ask you to heal them right now, because we know you are a miracle working God, and nothing comes short, Lord God, of you healing those that need healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, whether it's in their mind, Lord God, or in their physical body, their mental, Lord God, state need healing, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we cast out all fear, because you are not the author of fear. You are the author and finisher of our faith. So, Lord, as we walk with you and sup with you, Lord God, and be with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen, Lord God, oh our God, of the faith that's in us, Lord God, that lies within us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the children, Lord, that are bound, Lord God, in the hospitals also, Lord. We ask you to go in, Lord God. Send your angels in, Lord God, to touch them in a mighty way and let them know that you're there, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and be healed by your stripes in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high because we know, Lord God, there's nothing short, Lord God, about you, because you own everything. You own the cattle of 1,000 hills. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord, that you will give us, Lord God, what we need when we need and when we need it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. You know, you don't have to fear. You know, a lot of times people are walking around and fearing, and I know it's easy for some people to say don't fear, you know, but that's something you're going to have to work on. Glory to God. When you stay connected to the vine, hallelujah. Let me help you out now. You know, grapes bear grapes, right? If you got a grapevine, it's supposed to bear grapes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Peach tree bear peaches, right? Amen. Hallelujah. So make sure you're connected to the right vine. You know, because some trees don't bear the fruit that they talk about. Glory to God. And if you don't see the fruit that they speak it, they speak and they don't live it, then don't stay connected to that vine. You know, you need to cut yourself loose and get connected to the right vine. Glory to God. Because he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men nigh unto thee. Glory to God. So the thing is, when you go and you see people not doing right, you know, they say, well, you know, I'm walking with the Lord and I'm this and I'm that. But you see them doing everything. You know, a tree is known, hallelujah, by the fruit it bears. Glory to God. So what I'm saying, if you don't see it, then go and get hooked up to the right vine. Because there are some who care about your very soul, who want you connected to the right vine. So I encourage you on today to get connected to the right vine so you can grow. And you maybe done grow it all you can where you are. If you are, then get connected. Amen. So you can grow some more to the right vine. Hallelujah. But don't put everybody in a boat. Sometimes people put everybody in the same boat. You know, well, you know, I got to be it wrong over here, so they're the same way. Nah, if you ain't been over here, then you don't know that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to leave that alone. Let's move on down the road. Matthew chapter 10, glory to God. Preparing for the journey. Everybody has to prepare for the journey. You know, some just go. You know, God called some. Hallelujah. Some just went, and some just decided, well, I'll do. Glory to God. Now, which category do you fall in? You know, the sent ones are the ones that, you know, God can work with. Hallelujah. Those that just go on their own and don't think they are unteachable. They can't be taught. You know, I can do this on my own. I don't need nobody. I got this. No, you ain't got this. What you need to do is sit down and be taught. Now, come on now. Jesus had 12 disciples. What did he do? He taught. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Chapter 10, verse 1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. You see right here, he had 12 disciples. And he had to show them what to do and how to do it. Because, you know, you can go out there and you can get beat up. Mm-hmm. Laying hands on folks. Well, you know what? I said, be healed. Guess what? Okay. Them spirits going to turn around. And guess what they're going to do? Come back and they're going to beat you up. So, see, he had to disciple them. Hallelujah. He who Jesus discipled them. So he could send them out. And he gave them the power to go out and heal unclean spirits. Unclean spirits, those people that are bound down with sin. Those people who don't have a clue which way to go or what to do. Glory to God. Those people, amen, glory to God, who were sick, hallelujah. He wanted them to heal them, all manner of diseases, glory to God. So that means, hallelujah, if you have been discipled, then guess what? You're ready, amen, glory to God. If you ask God, say, Lord, is it time for me to do that? So let me back it up. It may not be time for some people to do that. But, you know, he will give you that healing power. But you have to be discipled first. And then you can go out and heal the sick and raise the dead. Glory to God. That's the thing that you can do. Hallelujah. He didn't want you to just be a bitch press all your life. You know, it comes in parts. You have to get ready first. So that means you have to be taught and then get ready to go. He had 12 disciples. Let's move on. Now, the name of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Levis, whose name was Theus, Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Issachar, who also betrayed him. Now, I know y'all remember Judas, right? Okay, let's move on. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and unto any city of Samaria. Enter ye not. And see, he was telling them, okay, don't go over there. Don't do that. Now, when he tell you not to go somewhere, understand, like I said, there's a reason. There's a reason for every season. So there's a reason that he's telling you don't go over there. He may tell you where, you know, say, you know, they're having a party over there, and he may say, don't go over there. But will you go? Hallelujah. Will you go on your own? What do you think you're going to gain if you go? Probably nothing. You're going to come out over there beat up and knowing that you shouldn't have went and no telling what can happen when you get over there. So you have to have that obedient spirit to ask him, said, okay, well, can I go? What is wrong if I don't go? And if he don't answer you, then here's the thing. Just don't go anyway. You know, yeah, people used to always say, well, don't question God. Well, if I don't ask him, hallelujah, then who am I going to ask? I don't understand. I didn't never understand that. But they would say, well, don't question God. Well, if I don't question him, amen, to find out, you know, what is really going on, you know, in my life, or if you don't question him, what's really going on in your life, Lord, is it something I've done? Because I remember when he was calling me to be a prophet, I'm like, okay, hold up, wait a minute. I heard it many, 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 many years before. Hey, glory to God. But guess what I did? I'm like, no, I can't. I must be, something must have dropped on my head, acorn or something, you know. Hallelujah. No, I'm not Chicken Little. Amen. The sky's falling. But I'm like, no, that wasn't him. Mm-mm. He told me that a couple of times, but I said, no. I didn't, I said, no, I got to do something else. That's not it. I know they're going to some spiritual warfare, and I just didn't want the warfare. Glory to God. But here's the thing about it. I just kept going, and then some other things start to happen. And I'm like, oh, hold up, wait a minute, okay, that's enough, Lord, that's enough. I hear you, that's enough. If that's what you said, then that's what I'll do. So when I began to tell people, you know, that's what he was calling me to be, then here, you know what, people are going to always come against you whenever you step out on your faith knowing what he's calling you to do. But don't let that discourage you. Keep on going. Hallelujah. It was hard to get where I am because I didn't have what I needed. So here's the thing. What I had to do was, you know, someone introduced me, amen, to my leaders, the one that I'm under now, to get me to this place. You know, and that's what had to happen. So, you know, you have to be humble to be a disciple. Glory to God. You have to really do, because you got to understand what they're telling you how to do, when to do, and what to do. And if they'll tell you, well, you know, Lord don't want you to go over there, then guess what? Don't go over there. And if they say, God don't do this, don't do this. And that's when you begin to have an obedient spirit. Because understand, if you don't obey them that you're under, you're not going to obey God. Chances are you're not obeying him, right? And when he told them not to go over there, did they go? No, they didn't go. Because he was telling them for a reason. Don't go over there where they at. He said, don't go in that place. Don't go, because he was telling them don't go. And if he tell you don't go, don't go. You know, sometimes he'll tell you, no, they invited me to preach over here, but Lord, can I go? And he said, don't go. Well, sometimes people will get upset about that don't go. But listen, don't get upset about that don't go. He's telling you because when you get over there, you ain't going to be treated right. He's telling you because when you get over there, they ain't going to want to receive what you're saying. He's telling you because he don't want you to have to go over there, and then you start preaching and all these spirits are coming against you, and you can't get out what you need to get out of the word. Glory to God. Let's move on. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. See, it's easy to preach to the choir. You know, the choir already saved. That's what I say. The choir already saved. But what about his lost sheep? He wants you to go and preach to those who are lost. Those that already said they know God and they go in the church goers, they in there every Sunday. Hallelujah. They're sitting on the front row, on the front pew. Glory to God. They don't want to miss it. But, you know, he's telling you to go and preach to the lost. But can you do that? See, it's easy to preach to the choir because these people are already saved. I can easily tell them something, you know, and go on. And just about they're going to say, well, okay, you know, I understand, you know, and it's okay, and I thank you, and go on. But can you preach to the lost sheep? We got to understand, preaching to the choir every day, those that are already saved, hallelujah, you're just wasting it. Hallelujah. If they're going to church and they're getting what they need, they got a good pastor, good leader, good prophet, apostle, whatever, who's over them, then, you know, you need to leave them alone. But the lost sheep, you know, we need to ask God in these last days to take us to the lost sheep. I remember, like I said before, when I was giving this testimony, I was coming from work one day, and I'm like, okay, and Lord said, go to Walmart. And I know y'all heard me say that before. Hallelujah. And I'm like, well, I don't need nothing at Walmart, you know. I don't need nothing from Walmart, okay, nothing. I said, well, what do I need to go to Walmart for? And I'm like, okay, he didn't say nothing. He said, go to Walmart. So, and me, amen, I was trying to rebel, but I did give in, glory to God, and I went. And I had to tell someone something. So, see, he'll send you to the lost sheep. Because he knows some people are looking for a word, you know, sometimes. And that word that God is giving you, a word to give them. It don't matter whether it's in what grocery store. It does not matter. But go. If he tell you to go, then you go. A lot of places you go, you shouldn't go. But then when he sends you somewhere, you don't want to go. I can verify that. But, you know, it's good to be obedient and give in and let him take you to where he wants you to go. Hallelujah. Stay in the word and also ask him, Lord, I'm getting all this word and everything in me. We're all called to give, amen, to preach the gospel, glory to God. We're all called to go out and minister to people. Hallelujah. You know, that's okay. You can do that, but be disciple first so you can go out just like the disciples did. And you won't have a problem. Hallelujah. You know, they used to say it all the time. When they talked to me, I was very, very quiet, very, very contained. I wouldn't say nothing. And they were like, are you there? Do you hear me? I said, yeah, I'm here. But I was taking it all in to get to this point. So you have to be quiet and listen. Be willing to be slow to speak. Hallelujah. And have a listening ear to what the Spirit was saying. And now it's in there. So now guess what? Now I can do it. You see, had to be disciple first. Hallelujah. And as ye go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And what he said, preach God's word. Preach about salvation. You know, don't always go and try to cast out the sin in them. Oh, I cast you. No, preach salvation. Go with a meek and mild spirit. So, well, you know what? Hey, sister, how you doing? Do you mind if we talk for a few minutes? And sometimes they will say, sure. And then if you get to talking about Jesus, then sometimes they'll want to make excuses. Well, you say, okay, then. Well, it was good to have the talk that we did have. And I will talk to you later, brothers and sisters. And then you can get the word out. You know, nobody really, I mean, I only heard, amen, all through this. I've been listening at some of the people preaching and talk about different things. And I only heard one program that was preaching about salvation, you know, through all this. They're saying, well, you know, you need to get saved. No, preaching about don't stop giving, yeah, and, you know, don't forget to pay your tithes and your offering. You know, we're going to have the parking lot open, so you've got a little drop box so you can drop your tithes and offering in there. But I only heard one, amen, one show. That's all I heard. Talk about salvation, you know, glory to God. And I thank God that they did talk about salvation. Because we're in a time, amen. Yeah, you're dropping your money in the drop box, your tithes and your offering, which you should. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but understand that you need to be saved. You need to go back and let's check ourselves. Make sure that we're saved. Make sure that we're following the guidelines and how a Christian should walk in a Christians should talk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was telling them, make sure you preach my word to the people, because, you know, there are some that's going to receive and there are some that's not going to receive. And that's why he tell you, go over here and tell Sister Sarah, listen, Sister Sarah, God loves you and he wants your soul. Hallelujah. He wants you to come to him. You know, it don't matter how you got to come. You know, most people say, well, I'm not ready yet. It don't matter what you're doing, what you did last night, what you did last week. It don't matter what you said. It does not matter. Just come. It don't matter. Don't let people keep you in a boat. Glory to God. Because, you know, some try to bind you up and say, well, you know what? God don't want you because you did. No, because you cussed that man out in that store. No, that's where he does want you. Because, you know, if you come as you are, he'll clean you up at that point. Glory to God. He'll make everything all right. My God, my God. You don't have to wait until you try to get ready. Because if you wait until you get yourself ready, hallelujah, you won't never get ready. When you come as you are, he will clean you up. When you come as you are, you won't stay as you are. Once the word starts to get in there and it starts to hit you just right, on the left, on the right, glory to God, then you'll be all right. Hallelujah. So don't wait, because we are in a time and a season now. You see everything going on and everything is happening. You know, amen. You know, a lot of people still talking about the COVID, glory to God. I understand, but listen, still be safe. Play it safe. Play it safe, people. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I know they're opening up a lot of stuff, and I see a lot of traffic, and a lot of people are getting out and doing stuff, and now they just, you know, just throw the mask away. But I say to you, make sure you cover up. Keep it covered, amen, and keep yourself covered under the blood when you go out. Still, it's still out there. So be careful about that. Glory to God. You still should practice social distancing. But I know a lot of people are not doing that now. They're having parties and all different kinds of stuff. Hallelujah. But still, play it safe. Be safe. Let's move on. He told his disciples in verse 8, here, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. See, you can't pay enough for the word. You can't pay enough. You can't pay enough for a person to heal you. Hallelujah. But you are supposed to come to the, don't come with to the prophet without, amen, giving, amen, something. Glory to God. He said it in his word. And you need to give, because you know what? If you got a, let's just say, $1,000 light bill, glory to God. I know y'all say, woo, but I'm telling you, some people do have those. If you got a $1,000 light bill, when guess what? $100 ain't going to do you much good, is it? Hallelujah. You say, well, Lord, I got to sow this somewhere to pay this $1,000 light bill, because this is not going to work. Lord, rich do. I'm going to give, hallelujah, before all these things come up. Hallelujah. And then you got seed in the ground where you can call back on that seed. So, Lord, you know what? Remember when I sold that $100? You remember when I sold in that ministry? And I know that's a good ministry over there. And I know it's good ground. So I know, Lord, that this is what I need. You already got seed in the ground, but you continue to do those things. It doesn't matter what seed you plant. Just plant it, glory to God. Let's move on. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet stays, for the workman is worthy of his meat. Now, he was telling you, when you go, don't take nothing with you. He was telling them, don't take nothing with you. Because when you go, amen, every town's supposed to supply what you need. You know, some people go to church and they won't even give them an offering. They say, well, you know what, we have thanked you for coming to preach for us. But you know what, that's not the right thing to do. I was listening at someone today, amen, and they were saying, you know, that they were in the back of a line and, you know, a lot of people, amen, a lot of people in front of them. And they were saying, well, y'all could come on up, you know, y'all come on, y'all pastors, y'all come on up. But he said, no, he said, that ain't the right thing to do. And he said they stayed back and they kept itching on up, itching up, itching up, you know, until their time come. You know, he was saying, he was praying, said, you know, Lord, don't let them give out of food before I get there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But they said, no, that's not the right thing to do. See, that's the right thing to do. He said every town will supply its own. Glory to God. And wherever you go and whatever you do, that they're supposed to give you an offering. If you're preaching, if you're teaching or whatever, they call you to do it, then yes, they're supposed to do that because it's the right thing to do. I know some won't do it. Well, we invited you, you know. Okay, but still, hallelujah. Let's move on. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. He was saying wherever you enter at, you need to find someone, amen, who is worthy. Hallelujah. So if you're going somewhere and you're going out of town, you know, I'm talking to, you know, those who say they're saved. Be careful also going in and out in different places. And you can't stay with everybody, too, neither. Hallelujah. You can't stay with everybody because some people don't serve God like you serve him. Hallelujah. Some don't serve him at all. You know, they'll say that they I love the Lord. Then you get in there and they drinking, partying, smoking, hallelujah, and all kinds of stuff. And that's the spirits, and that's what it's going to get on you and it's going to get in you. So whenever you leave, you're going to have a fight. You're going to have a fight it off. Glory to God. And I know this for a fact. So be careful who you stay with. You know, now people, really, you shouldn't stay with anybody that you know, amen, that you don't know. But, you know, people don't matter. Sometimes they'll just go and they'll just stay anywhere. Hallelujah. They don't care if they're saved or not. Well, you know what? That's my friend. No, you got to care about where you lay your body. You got to care about where you going. Hallelujah. You can't take God's anointing everywhere, as the elders say. You can't take God's anointing in unclean places. You can't go, amen, hallelujah, in those unclean spirits to get on you, hallelujah, because the Holy Ghost don't dwell in unclean places. Hallelujah. And when you go, that spirit is going to get on you. And I guarantee you, you're going to have a fight after all that. He said, find somebody who is worthy. Amen. When you go, hallelujah, and you stay there, abide there. He means stay there, hallelujah. And when you come into a house, he said, salute it. In other words, he was saying, salute it and leave your peace. You know, peace be with you when you go in that house. Glory to God. And if that house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. You know, you can go to some places and they partying and doing everything that they want and they feel enough to do. And you say, well, we invited y'all and you going on up in there. Glory to God. And you're like, this is not it. Hallelujah. I came to tell y'all about the word of God. Hallelujah. Mm-mm. I got to get up out of here and I'm taking my peace with me. Glory to God. Let's move on to 14. Hallelujah. And wheresoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. You know, sometimes when you go to tell other people the word of God, they don't want to hear it. They ain't going to hear it. Everybody is not going to hear it. But we're in a season now where you got to understand how you're to go in and talk to people. Some people just don't have no people skills. I'm just going to tell you. Hallelujah. They can say everything, and, you know, I know this, and some people can talk about all the degrees that they got, Hallelujah. And all the Hollywood that they got, but they don't have people skills. But some people will say anything to people. It does not matter. They will get them upset and talk crazy. I'm just going to say it. Talk crazy to them. Glory to God. But with ministry, you got to have some people skills. But you, and you know, just think about it. When you go fishing, you say, well, I'm gonna catch me some fish. Well, when you catch them, what you got to do? You got to clean them first. Clean them then, right? You're going to catch them. Then you're going to clean them, right? Glory to God. And then you're going to cook them. So you have to be gentle with that. You're going to sit there, amen, and wait till that fish bites. And then what you're going to do? Pull him out, unless he escaped. Hallelujah. You're going to pull him out, right? Glory to God. Put him in the bucket, amen, whatever you got. Cooler. I'll just say it like that, you know how in the country they go with the buckets, the 5-gallon buckets, and put them in. Glory to God. It's all right, though. Amen. Fish is fish. Amen. You got to catch them and then clean them. Glory to God. That's the way you got to do. So when you go to minister to people, you got to have some people skills. You know, there are older people now in the world. They have no people skills. They will come and say something. You know, they had this movie. They had this show on TV. Kids will say the darnest things. People will say the darnest things and think nothing of it. So they don't have people skills. And they say, well, I am a minister. I am, you know, a apostle, prophet, whatever they say they are. They will come and say stuff to you. But you got to be careful. You got to catch them first before you can clean them. You know, we live in this world, but we're not of this world. We are to have the image of Christ on the end, living on the inside of us. And with all that, you got the Holy Ghost is going to teach you how to say things and how to do things. But, you know, all of that comes with discipleship. Some people don't ever want to be disciples. They just want to go out and do what they do, amen, all by themselves and think nothing about it. They don't even say, well, Lord, can you show me how to win this person? Can you show me how to catch this fish? Remember, he told them, I will make you fishermen of men. And what he was saying, I'm going to teach you how to go out, amen, and win souls for Christ. Because you're in a season where we need more souls, amen, won for Christ. You don't want your brothers and sisters left here, glory to God. Maybe all won't receive, the word says, but there are some who are hungry for Christ. There are some that's sitting on the edge just waiting on me, you, amen, to go, hallelujah, and to come and give them a word from the Lord, glory to God. So don't put everybody in a boat, hallelujah. If you know how to go in and out, then that's the way you should do. Hallelujah. Let's move on. He said, verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of judgment than for that city. He was saying, you know, if they don't receive you when you go and try to give the word, and you know, when he told you to shake the dust, let me go back just a little bit. When he said shake the dust and you tried to give them the word and they didn't want it, don't get upset. Don't leave ministry because they don't want to hear what you got to say. In that case, I'd have been gone a long time ago. Because sometimes they don't want to hear the word. People don't want to hear that word because they know if they hear it, they're going to be held accountable for that word. And they don't want to hear it. Hallelujah. Because we was out on the street. We were ministering. And we was talking to this guy. And he was a deacon. He had been ordained deacon in the church. And everything, and we said, well, sir, would you like for us to pray with you? And you know, and we was talking to him about Jesus and, you know, being saved and everything, and I didn't recognize who he was in the beginning. And then he said, no, he said, and she said, well, do you want to be saved? And the lady did that was with me, and he said, no, he said, I'm not ready. I'm like, okay, hold up, wait a minute. I said, hold up. Then I recognized who the person was. I said, wait a minute. When I go to church, I said, I see you up there. You're a deacon. I said, what's going on, you know? He said he wasn't ready. So that let me know then. Amen. I don't need you to be over here trying to tell me about Jesus, brother. Okay, glory to God. But some will receive and some won't. But don't get upset. Don't get mad. Just say, well, God bless you and keep it moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the shift in the spirit. Amen. Glory to God. You know, don't get bound up. Hallelujah. By going telling others about Christ. You know, you can always say, well, you know what? They don't want Jesus. They don't want the Lord. How do you know? It's the way you approach him. And if you're always talking about him, you won't ever, ever lead him to Christ. If you can just learn how to pray, glory to God, and say, Lord, show me how I can reach these people. Hallelujah. Lord, I know my spirit may not have been right, but Lord, get me right, because I want to see them saved. I want to see them brought out of your darkness into your marvelous light. I want to see them walking with you. If you are a disciple, he'll give you what you need, hallelujah, to win people to Christ, glory to God. Don't always look with a sour look on your face, like you're sucking on a lemon, glory to God. Don't always try to walk so snazzy and snappy with everybody that says something to you, hallelujah. Don't always think, amen, glory to God, that everybody is after you, glory to God. Nobody cares, hallelujah, my God. The only one that cares, Jesus cares, glory to God. He cares about every hair that falls off your head. We're in a season now where we got to reach out to the lost, glory to God. My God, and if you're hearing this on today, understand everybody is called to minister. But you know what? People that know you, hallelujah, you know it said a prophet is not honored in their hometown. That's the truth of the word of God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because I know I wasn't in my own hometown, glory to God, and I had to move on. But it's okay. It was all for a reason and a season, glory to God. So whenever you go out, amen, be able to minister to others and help them, hallelujah. You may be able to give just a kind word. I know God uses people in different ways, and you're doing different things. It don't matter. As long as it all spells Jesus, it's all that matters. So don't get caught up so much in what they're doing and how they won't receive you if they don't. What do you say? Shake the dust off and keep it moving. But don't leave ministry. Don't get mad. Don't talk about them. Say, you know what, Lord, I want you to bless them. If I couldn't give them a word, then send somebody else back that can give them a word from you, that will help them, Lord God, to know you more, that will help them to be saved, Lord God. Send someone by to give them a word that they will receive, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. If we have that kind of power when we go out to minister, amen, glory to God, then you know what? He will do it every time. And if they don't want it when the next person comes by, then guess what? That'll be between them and Jesus Christ, glory to God. But we got to learn, hallelujah, how, hallelujah, to get other people saved. Glory to God, hallelujah. We ain't in this for ourselves. It don't matter, I don't care if you're a minister, whatever, hallelujah, prophet, whatever. It don't matter about all that, hallelujah. The gift is not for you. The gift is to use, amen, for God, hallelujah. It's to use, hallelujah, for the other people. Glory to God, hallelujah. And you can't be always looking with a sour face and want to minister to somebody. Hallelujah. You know what I'll do? I'll look at you and walk off too. You know, when I go out sometimes, you know, other people will come and they want to give you flyers and different stuff. You know what I'll do? Take it. I don't say, well, hold up. Wait a minute. I am a prophet. No, I don't do none of that. I say, well, thank you. God bless you. And go ahead on. Glory to God. Well, you know what? Jesus is good. God is good. He's real. You know, I said, amen. Yes, he is. Go ahead. Hallelujah. And let him talk. I don't say, well, you know what? Yes, I know that. I am a prophet. No. This may be a person, the way I look at it. That person could just be coming out. Amen. Glory to God. As the Lord is leading them out, they may be practicing, trying to get their discipleship, you know, right, trying to make sure that they're in the word and doing what God is calling them to do, and it could make them feel good. And you know what? I said, praise the Lord. You sure is right, sister. Amen. And glory to God. But that's what you got to do. You don't have to always say, well, hold up. I am, hallelujah, a prophet. I am a minister. You don't have to do that. You know, hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you have to be careful, because I know people did that to me, and hallelujah, glory to God, so I won't do it to others. So you go through a lot so you'll know what not to do and what to do. So I encourage you on this day, even if you are, if people come and say something to you, encourage them. Say, well, you know what, you're right, glory to God. You are so right, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise and serpents and harmful as doves. You know, you got to learn, understand, what does a snake do? A snake just, he slithers. He slithers in. And, you know, sometimes you can't even hear him coming. You can't hear him coming. He slithers in. So when you get ready to go among the wolves, you got to just be careful when you're going in churches and different things and you're going in places and stores and things. Just slither on in. You don't have to say, well, you know what, I am a prophet, and I want to, I use myself, so I don't want nobody to say it. I'm talking about them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just a metaphor, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, I am a prophet. So, you know, amen, this is what you need to do, and this is what you need to do. Now, I was taught better than that. If I have something to tell somebody, I'll say, well, you know what, let me share with you. Glory to God. Do you mind if I share with you? And they'll say yes. Amen. I was getting something to eat, and I told the Lord that gave me a word, wanted me to give it to these people. Hallelujah. And I said, okay. I said, okay. So I walked over. I said, ma'am, do you mind if I share something with you? She said, no, I don't. And I did. I shared the word with them, and they was just happy. See, that's what he's saying. Be careful. Amen. Be as serpent and quiet as doves. You got to learn how to have a quiet spirit. Don't always be talking. Learn how to listen sometimes. Hallelujah. And stop talking so people can tell you something. They're leading you in a way, glory to God, hallelujah, that you should go. Your leaders are. So be careful. Even when you go in stores, you know, and people will say something to you and you listen at them. You just listen. You don't agree with them, but you listen. So sometimes people can tell you something and it may not even be right. And then you're supposed to bring correction to it if it's the word of God. Yes. So, well, you know what? This is the way it is, you know, and this is what it should be. And, you know, some people say, yeah, you're right. I didn't see it that way. But that's what he means. Be as wise as serpents. Glory to God. And as harmless as a dove. But beware of men that they will deliver you up to the councils and they will scourge you in their synagogue. He was telling them what they will do. You know, people will do that to you, hallelujah. But it don't matter. Don't give up where you are. Continue in the word. Continue in Jesus Christ. Don't give up, hallelujah. Get discipleship, amen, so you can go out and tell others about Jesus. You see right here, he raised them up, and then he told them everything that was going to happen, hallelujah, as they go out and try to minister to others. It's okay. You know, some people can be some of the various, the most encouraging people. And I talk to some people. They can be some of the most encouraging people. What they don't know is that's ministry, because you're so positive. And you're encouraging other people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's just awesome. He want to raise everybody up. Hallelujah. They want to be raised up as a disciple. And I'm going to tell you, hallelujah, the season that we're in now, amen. He said the laborers are few, glory to God. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. So we need more people to come on out. And don't be afraid. Let me tell you, hook up with the hookup. I'm going to tell you one more time. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, or any of us on the Wild Tea, hallelujah, whatever you want to do. If you want, amen, you want a counsel, you want, amen, spiritual leader, whatever, go on there and inbox them. Listen, you better go ahead while it's open, because soon it'll be closed. Those gates will be closed, so I'm encouraging you. Hallelujah. They will talk to you. They will call you. They will talk to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have a team of people. Hallelujah. It ain't just one, two. We have a team. Hallelujah. And we've been doing ministry online. Amen. Glory to God. Since Hutt was a pup. Now he's a grown dog, so come on. Glory to God. And that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. So get disciples so you can go out and help people, and you can tell them about Jesus. So when you get ready to go in places, you'll know to call on the Holy Spirit. I need your guidance, Holy Spirit. I need you to lead and guide me into where I need to go. Or if I don't need to go, I don't need to go. If he said don't go, then don't go. I had to learn those lessons. Don't go over there. So guess what? I don't go over there now. You don't go, I don't need to go, don't go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's in the sound of my voice, oh Lord. Father God, we thank you again, Lord God, for the mothers, Lord God, that's on this line, and those, Lord God, who are not on this line, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you're raising up disciples, Lord God, in this season to go out and give a word, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, strong disciples, Lord God, those, Lord God, who want to go out and tell others about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you're ever yet healing, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. There is nothing that comes, Lord God, oh my God, that you didn't know, Lord God, and you revealed it, Lord God, unto your prophets. You say it first, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, oh God. Father God, we pray for those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that are in the nursing homes, the hospitals. We pray for those that are on the front line, oh God, every doctor, every nurse, Lord God, every fireman, Lord God, every paramedic, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for strengthening them, Lord God, strengthening them in their mind, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for giving them clear vision so they won't fear not, so they'll keep their mind cast on you, Lord God, so you can keep them in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that this is only the beginning, Lord God, of people that will go out and tell others about Jesus Christ on this day, Lord. As they hear the word, let it, Lord God, illuminate on the inside of them and want to go out and tell others about Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you, Lord, to raise the ministries up to the top level, Lord, in the name of Jesus, where we know some have not been doing right. Some have not been living right, oh God. Lord, I ask you to prick their spirit right now to lead them in a different direction. Because the one they've been going in is not, it's the wrong direction. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as you're giving them, Lord God, a chance to come back to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to turn around and come back in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're the healer. Healing every soul as I speak right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for the confirmation that you're bringing on this radio line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for healing taking place in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, whether it's stomach virus, whatever it may be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whether, Lord God, it's knee, Lord God, pain, you're healing it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, whether it's hurt on a job, whether it's hurt, Lord God, oh my God, those that's thinking they don't have enough money to pay their bills, he said, I am the provider, I am your El Shaddai, I'll give you everything that you need, just depend on me, glory to God, don't walk like man, but walk like the image of Jesus Christ, he said, I shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you're reaching out to the lost souls, you're touching every city, in the name of Jesus, oh God, no matter where they are, here on the north, the south, the east, and the west, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. God, we give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the souls, Lord God, to be in a soul winner in this season, oh God. Not for man, Lord God, but for the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, I hear you saying perfect love casts out all fear. Hallelujah. Love, Lord thy God, with all your heart. Hallelujah. Lean, hallelujah, on him with all understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and it will cast out fear. Every time fear tries to grip you, say, Lord, I love you, Lord God. Lord, I need you. Learn how to call on in, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Glory to God. He will answer. He'll answer every time in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy, as it shall endure forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For he is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't forget to tune in. Amen. Each and every week. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you want to partner with us, you can inbox me. God, hallelujah. I know some don't have Facebook pages. Hallelujah. I understand. Hallelujah. But amen. Hallelujah. You can text us or call us, or you can go through another avenue, someone that you know. Hallelujah. But I encourage you, all ministries have been a blessing. I encourage you to give. Don't stop giving because you're looking at things that's going on around you. Hallelujah. Don't stop your giving. Hallelujah. Continue to give because you know, it's like I said, if you Yeah, $1,000 light bill, $100, ain't going to do you a whole lot of good, is it? Oh, glory to God. So I encourage you on this day to continue giving. Hallelujah. Understand, I hear you. You're not giving, amen, unto man, but you're being obedient unto the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I don't like to leave the show without giving, amen, the invitation to salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, he is good, and he is worthy. Hallelujah. Just think, you got up this morning. Some didn't get up, but he's still worthy, whether they did or whether they didn't. Either he's going to heal you on this side, or he'll heal you on the other side. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation to Christ, hallelujah, to salvation. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me. I repent of all the things that I've said, all the things that I've done that wasn't like you, O Lord. Father God, I give my soul to you. I give my life unto you, Lord God, for everlasting life. In the name of Jesus. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. You are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Begin to read your word. Hallelujah. Go to the New Testament. Hallelujah. And read it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Somebody caught that. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My God, because God is good. Hallelujah. He's good all the time. Amen. Don't forget to tune in, amen, to all the shows that's coming up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't miss them. Don't miss them. And like I said, amen, come on in and be disciples so you can go out and you can help others. Hallelujah. Glory to God to get saved and begin to serve the Lord. My God, what an awesome thing. Hallelujah. Whether it's your children or your children's children, if they need it, hallelujah, just do it. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and I'm going to give the benediction. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome week. We will see you back on next Sunday. Amen.